This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Southern Rock live on the road today. Still doing Matt's Moment. Matt, we appreciate you joining us. It is a very important day, obviously.
Well, Michelle, it's just about here. Traffic in Baton Rouge is certainly an indicator. Biggest game of the college football season, LSU, Alabama. All of the talking is done. Well, all of the talking was just about done. Nick Saban last night on his coach's show, Hey Coach, decided, you know what? The Belichickian one himself, Saban, who normally mumbles through answers of mundane nothingness, asked about the coin toss, said this.
If y'all win the toss, which way you think you might go on that deal, Coach?
Well, to be honest with you, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do, but...
My goodness! Somebody check for the apocalypse! Are there zombies walking the streets of Baton Rouge? Is the sun burning out? Is the world about to end? Nick Saban actually provided bulletin board material. You better believe that our friend Coach P, Derek Panamsky, spent all night next to the copier just running off copies of that quote. And I don't know, Office Depot probably doesn't even have tape anymore. He's probably taping copies of that quote over every locker, every square inch of the football facility, Tiger Stadium at LSU's campus. Can you believe that Nick Saban would actually say 2 days, 48 hours before bringing his top-ranked and unbeaten Alabama Crimson Tide into Death Valley that he hopes they kick ass? My goodness! This is manna from heaven for a talk radio guy like me, especially when all you've done for 2 weeks is break down how good Tua is, or if the LSU secondary can stop him, or if LSU can run the football against a tough Alabama front, or if Cole Tracy will be the difference, or what about Devin White's absence, and every angle to where we're actually now breaking down the coin toss. But we got that answer, and that is the beautiful cherry on top of 2 weeks' worth of talk about this game. It's finally time to play it. LSU, Alabama, you'll hear it right here on Eagle 98.1. Of course, you can watch it on CBS. 7 o'clock, we'll get you started tomorrow with Eagle 98.1 Game Day. Me, T-Bob Hebert, at 2 o'clock. Join us. We'll continue breaking down every single aspect of this game. But more importantly, we're leading you right at the kickoff right here on Eagle 98.1.
Good one. Thanks, Matt. It's always interesting to hear that Nick Saban actually has a pulse. Thanks for plugging the radio station. Matt's Moment during Southern Rock every day at 4:20. Right here on Eagle 98.1. And in case you missed it, you can catch it on my blog at eagle981.com under lineup. Click on Michelle Southern. Southern Rock on the road today live at Joe Lee Pearl ahead of Live After 5. Brought to you by the Downtown Business Association. Eagle 98.1.